he certainly will be.
School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. The Ripple Effect by Sarah M. Chichester. Directed by Betty T. Cow. Live from Radio Coat, 24-hour newsroom, January 18th, 2014.
It's been 1 year since the El Dorado chemical spill caused by Freedom Industries, and West Virginia water woes continue as tests reveal more long-term...
Turn it off!
Scientists believe that...
Turn it off!
Don't you want to hear how else this might affect us?
You mean after met the MCHM spread across the country and permanently mutated all our DNA? What can seriously be worse?
You won't know unless you listen to it.
I can't deal with listening to more about this right now.
Are you still upset about what I did to
you? Just stop!
You are, aren't you?
I told you I don't want to talk about it.
Fine, we don't have to talk about it. We can talk about something else. How are the twins doing?
They seem to be okay. Tests haven't come in yet to see how affected they might be.
Or if they were affected.
They were born 6 weeks after the incident. There's no way they weren't affected.
You need to try to be more positive.
No, you need to try to be more realistic.
There's no proof that that water contaminated them.
And there's no proof it didn't.
You're right, but even if it has, it's possible the effects are minor. Not everyone has had the major mutations, you know.
Better go take care of that.
Door's open. Alex, long time no see.
Good to see you too.
Have a seat.
So how have y'all been doing here?
Could always be worse. What about you?
Finally out of the hospital, so that's good.
I can see. Is your skin better?
Well, the discolored body rash, as the doctors called it, is no longer life-threatening.
That's great.
Now it's just that I'm always itching.
So does it take some time for the skin transplants to settle or something?
Maybe. But I was told that if this doesn't stop, I may need more, or I'll end up losing more skin.
Hopefully that won't be the case.
What about you? How's everything holding up here?
Well, the twins haven't finished a test yet to see if the water affected them during the pregnancy.
Man, Jesse must be a wreck.
In more ways than one.
Has anything been found in them yet?
Nothing, but...
Not convinced that there isn't anything, right?
Exactly.
And what about the mutations?
So far, none on the twins.
No, I mean Jesse.
Oh, right. Well, Jesse hasn't been handling it well. Might not even come out to talk to you either.
That bad, huh?
Yep. Just doesn't want to hear any of the updates about it anymore.
That can't be good.
Nope.
You worried?
What parent wouldn't be? I worry about you too, my son.
I know. Thanks. Just hope Jesse comes around, though.
Me too.
How's Silver doing? Does she need to be fed?
She's good. Least affected that any of us know of. And yes, I'm sure she does.
Why don't I do that for you? What water do you use?
Poland Spring.
Use Evian. It's been proven to have the least amount of MCHM out of all the American water brands.
Really? I need to pick some of that up.
I'll go out and get some.
Are you sure?
Yeah, why not? Anything to keep my family as safe as we can. I'll be back.
It's been confirmed that the former Freedom Industries employee who's responsible for the spill had just been
sentenced. I said turn it off!
There's nothing wrong with the news, you know. Not like it was Fox.
You know I don't want to hear about this.
Don't you think it's better for the twins?
So how's Alex doing?
You're really going to dismiss this, huh?
I want to know how he's doing.
He's a lot better. Skin condition seems to be improving.
Does he have any other body mutations that we know of?
Thankfully, no.
That's good, at least.
You should have come out to see him. You've been in the hospital for months.
I know, but babies needed
me. Babies needed you, I know.
He'll be back, I'm sure.
Yeah, and soon. He's getting some more water.
So, he's gonna be right back.
That's right. You'll be able to talk to him then.
You know, I think I need to run out and get more food for Silver.
She's got plenty.
Then I need more formula for the twins.
You can't avoid seeing him forever, you know.
I can't let him see me like this. I won't talk to him. I can't. I just can't.
Jesse, come on.
I don't want anyone to know.
Well, people already do know. One of the most common side effects...
Don't say it!
You know, you have to come to terms with this.
No, I don't. Maybe it's not gone forever. Maybe it'll come back.
Jesse,
it will.
You need to pull yourself together.
Why?
Because the sooner you accept it, the sooner he can go back and live a happy life.
I can't.
Why?
Because.
Because why?
Because having this manly voice makes me feel less like a woman.
And you don't think it does for me? Yes, it's not our fault that water contamination changed many women's voices. But you need to accept yourself for who you are and make the best of it. Plus, those who love you for yourself, they won't judge you. Like Alex. He would never say anything bad about you. Your voice.
I guess.
You need to love yourself and be proud of who you are. And know that it wasn't anything you did but the reaction of a chemical spill that destroyed our country's water supply.
I know. It's still hard to accept, though.
Well, it may take time. But once you do, life will be much better for you. And your children.
Think we can check out the news until Alex comes back?
Sure.
This has been The Ripple Effect by Sarah M. Chichester, directed by Betty T. Cow, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Mike Callahan and John Knoll. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.